sounded so sweet. Rolling Stones there. Off of Let It Bleed. What have we heard since the Ramones? Well, we got requests for Police and Stones, and we played Truth Hits Everybody and Next to You, both live at the Orpheum Theater in Boston. And then we did the Rolling Stones Around and Around by 12 by 5. And the Rolling Stones Live With Me, Let It Bleed. Thank you for the requests, Rosie. We are 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And Lucretia Ex Machina should be showing up sometime soon. Right now, I'd like to play something new from Ray Paul. Let's just keep it confidential, all right? We're MFO.
used to write letters to each other a lot. And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
Waiting for the man. $26 in my hand. A 2 Lexington, a 125. So sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for the man. What you doing in town? Hey, white boy, you're chasing all the women around. Oh, pardon me, sir, it's the last thing on my mind. I'm just looking for a very good friend of mine. I'm waiting for.
91.5 WMFON Medford, and a little Sweet Head from David Bowie. Started that block off with Ray Paul, Keep It Confidential, from his new, I don't know if it's an EP or, no, I think it's a full album, Bloody Rubbish. And then we heard from the Moberlys, I Want You, from their album 16. David Bowie, Waiting for the Man, covering Velvet Underground live, Santa Monica 72. And then we heard a little Sweet Head from the Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. And hey, I have a new listener. Her name's Jennifer, and she wanted to hear some Stray Cats and some Joe Strummer. We can do that for her. But you know what, Next time you request in the Crash Course page where I put the post, request here. She went to my regular Brian Young page and just plastered it on there. Can you? But, yeah. Or you can call 855-915-9636. This goes out to Jennifer. It's Stray Cats.
Try to tell me, but they were too late. One fool was to fall for your bait. You drive me crazy, kiss me, baby. I don't mean maybe, double talk, baby. Please make up your mind. Whoa, Prince said you would, if you only could. Yeah, that's the problem with him, if I kept still. Yeah, you drive me crazy, kiss me, baby. Maybe, please make up your mind.
Late news breaking, this just in. But you baked a lot of fruitcake, baby. When Adam met the eating lady, they're walking in the streets and they're driving cars. They're all over the country and they're running hours. They're walking on a wounded and won the war. But what's the matter, people? What's worse?
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Anything off there, did I? Let me get your mic up here.
Yeah, that would be helpful. No, you did not.
That's brand new from Lucretia's Daggers, Thoughts and Prayers, and it's the title song of the album, too, is Thoughts and Prayers as well.
It's a five-song EP, yes.
Well, that song sounded really cool.
Thanks.
Why don't we, like, slowly go through them all and talk about them? But first, let's talk about you. Okay. Lucretia X Machina.
Correct.
And you come from Lucretia's Daggers. How long has the band been around for?
August 2001. 18 glorious years off and on a zillion times, including right now we are off. So we're looking for members.
Right. Well, you want to tell us a little about that? Well, first introduce who you have in your band.
Okay, so currently it's me, vocals, lyrics, Lucretia, and Donnie Darko on bass. He is valiantly taking up the laptop plus software, Reason Software, in place of our outgoing member, Artemis Juno, who's moving to California. So, big shoes to fill. We need a guitarist.
You called him Jesus on chat. Didn't you call him Jesus without cheese?
No.
Maybe I read something.
Artemis Juno, not Jesus Cheez-Its or whatever.
I thought you said something like he's like Jesus who I'm missing.
Oh, you know, maybe I did. I don't remember.
So you might be looking for three guys.
Yeah, and then the third thing is video editor. Well, I mentioned guitar. It's the laptop programmer and video editor.
So if you do any of those things, get in touch with Lucretia X Machina.
Yep. Lucretius Daggers at rcn.com or lucretiusdaggers.com.
There you go. And but they do have a new EP out.
Yes.
It sounds great.
Thanks.
What's the second number on it?
The second number, I think, is, because I forget, New Army. It's about climate change.
All right.
First one was about gun control.
Okay, here we go. Lucretius Daggers on MFO. Just stopped right there. That was weird. How many minutes is that song usually, Lucretia?
They're all 3 to 5. Yeah. The last one is the longest. Maybe it's 6.
It's 4:24 there. Well, we heard a lot of it. What? New Army.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know what happened.
Well, I hope the rest are fine, because I didn't bring the master.
Yeah, I know. I hope that track is
You can listen to it at
home. When I rip it, I hope it goes in fully. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the final is going to come out with graphics in a couple of weeks, so we'll definitely get that to you, and it'll be available for everybody for purchase then.
Oh, I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We have Lucretia X Machina here. She has new EP from Lucretius Daggers, and let's try track 3, huh?
Okay.
I mean, I think it's all there because we didn't. That didn't seem like 4 minutes and 24 seconds.
No, it was not the whole song. I know it.
Let's go to 3, all right?
Lonely Island.
Lonely Island. Lucretius Daggers, brand new.
Just keep smiling, but
91.5 WMFO in Medford, and that was Lonely Island. You know, it's funny, I thought you said it's about mealworms. I'm going, what? I'm thinking of mealworms are stuck in a boat that they need to get out of.
No, I said earworm, and it's about depression because we write sociopolitical, dark, lyrical, electro rock.
Oh, I've suffered from the depression myself.
Yeah, we all are.
Yeah.
It's called Trumpitis, but anyway.
Trumpitis. Probably. That probably has a lot to do with it.
One was written by Donnie Darko for the most part. He and I collaborated on a couple of these on the EP, mm-hmm. that one, and Thoughts and Prayers. But he started it, so he's ramping up. He's adding to the lyrics.
Very cool.
It used to just be me.
Hey, you have a big gig coming up, don't you?
I wouldn't say it's a big gig, but we have a sort of half gig because we are no longer band because we were, like I said, losing our laptops, producer, programmer, so and guitarist. So we're going to be playing at the Jungle in Union Square, Somerville on September 20th. It's a Friday night. I don't know who with. I think Dead Harrison, who is the guitarist, is coming from Dead Harrison.
You have a replacement guitarist
for that gig.
Yep.
Yes. Just temporarily. Just learning a few songs.
What's his name?
Jason Skulls, my partner. Yes.
Very cool.
And that will be at the Jungle. Yes.
I'll try and make it to that. I have a gig at the Jungle in August. Yeah. Never been there before. Brand new.
Yeah, it is new.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the back of what used to be, I think, a fire or police station, but in the same area. Precinct. It used to be Precinct in the back of it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little hard to find. It's in an alleyway.
I'll get there.
Yeah. Next to Bronwyn.
You wanted to say something about Joel, didn't you?
Oh, I did. So the EP, 5 songs, and it's all, like I said, sociopolitical, electro-rock, and mixed genre. Produced by Joel Simches of Sonic Enhancement, Chuck O'Bliss, and the many names that he has on his moniker, at the Watch City Studios in Waltham.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
What's number 4?
Toxic Leaders about bad bosses.
All right. Let's check that one out. Lucretius Daggers, brand new on MFO.
Thoughts and Prayers.
That one just stopped, too. Maybe we'll try the other CD player, huh? No. No biggie. No biggie. And if this works, we'll play that song that did the same thing.
Okay.
And do, number 4 for Lucretius Daggers. Thoughts and Prayers. Go out and get it now. Here we go. Let's try this out.
Your own sin. You're a living girl, falls to your own.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Brand new stuff from Lucretius Daggers. That one was Toxic Leaders from the album Thoughts and Prayers. And I got Lucretia Ex Machina sitting right here with me. Were you born with that name?
Oh, yeah. I wish. let me ask
how,
my mother.
How did you come about that name?
Oh, my God. So, it's on the website. It's a huge story. But
should we just tell them to go there?
No. I can try to do it in brief. So I was an English major, so I'm kind of creatively involved. And I used to have these Halloween parties where I would dress as Wednesday Addams.
Okay.
But for some reason, my mother had a poison ring. I was wearing it, and somebody said, "Oh, Lucretia Borgia."
Who's that?
Exactly. So I looked it up, and I found out she was this 19th century art aficionado.
Nice.
In Italy. She was from a wealthy family, but like most women, and now even, were kind of treated as property, and she was accused of killing her lovers with foxglove poison from her ring. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. So she's a patron of the arts, and she was educated.
Did she look like Wednesday from
the
Addams
Family? No, it had nothing to do with that outfit. It was all about the ring. But I was like, oh, Lucretia's a cool name, and I'm goth, and I'm pagan. I'm like, yeah, I'll call myself Lucretia. That's cool. But I thought, oh, that's interesting. She was actually a good human being, so she was victimized. But people call... It was the victimizer thing. I was just thinking about that and feminism and such. So I had already written a lot of poems because I was an English major, and some of them turned into a cappella songs I performed at coffee houses. And then I took a songwriting course, met a guitarist. The assignment was give to that person something that doesn't have a tune. Let them turn it into a song. He did. It turned into Nine Inch Nails. I was like, oh, you know what? We have a band. And I was like, Lucretia's Daggers, what the hell? Because I don't know. It just came to me like daggers. Okay. The stabbing goes in, the stabbing goes out.
What about victimizer? Machina.
I like machines. it's industrial. The X means absolutely nothing.
It sounds like you're scary.
Yeah, maybe. The Ex Machina thing is like the God is in the machine, the God is out of the machine. It's all very literate.
Plus you're a Generation Xer, probably.
I am. That was a good
too.
Guess.
Me too.
That was a great guess.
What do we have? One more?
Yeah, if it works.
Well, yeah, we'll play.
It should be Drawn and Quartered, which is the only thing that repeats from any of our previous recordings. That comes off of Sad Flower Songs, our album.
So we'll play that one first. What's this one called?
Drawn and Quartered.
All right, here you go. Brand new Lucretia's Daggers on MFO. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.